The book's credibility got a boost from Jack's discovery of this 14-minute documentary. Supposedly made by the U.S. government 5 years after the Marijuana Tax Act, its purpose was to encourage farmers to grow outlawed hemp during World War II.
Long ago, when these ancient Grecian temples were new, hemp was already old in the service of mankind. For thousands of years, even then, this plant had been grown for cordage and coarse cloth in China and elsewhere in the East. But now, with Philippine and East Indian sources of hemp in the hands of the Japanese, and shipment of jute from India curtailed, American hemp must meet the needs of our Army and Navy, as well as of our industries. In 1942, patriotic farmers, at the government's request, planted 36,000 acres of seed hemp, an increase of several thousand percent. The goal for 1943 is 50,000 acres of seed hemp. For to grow hemp legally, you must have a federal registration and tax stamp. This is provided for in your contract. Ask your AAA committee man or your county agent about it. Don't forget.
Jack often staged public showings of Hemp for Victory to validate his history of the plant. He also used the film as an example of government deception and hypocrisy. But he was stunned one day in 1988 to get a call from a newspaper reporter questioning the authenticity of the film.
Well, Mr. Hare, we went out to check the information, and we found nobody that would corroborate your story that this movie was even ever made. You said this movie was made by the United States government, this movie Hemp for Victory. That if there would be any evidence that the government ever made such a film, it would be in the Library of Congress, it would be in the Department of Agriculture. It is in neither place.
His reputation on the line, Jack and his friends went on an excursion to Washington, D.C.
We were just determined to find the documentation that made it a credible government movie made by the U.S. government and not made by Jack. We didn't see it as detective work. We just saw it as we were on a mission. We're on a mission from God.
Many others before Jack had searched the Library of Congress for proof of the documentary's existence and found none. In a day of digging, Jack ran into the same lack of evidence.
After deciding to give up, we decided to give it one more try.
In a dusty old book, hidden among clutter in a back room, they found it. The official Library of Congress documentation. Indeed, the film had been made by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hemp for Victory.